There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Good morning, Greater Lansing. It's the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, Saturday, November 27th, 2010. Yeah, big day in college football, big day in high school football, a great, great week. My favorite week, my partner Dave Benton next to me in place of Jack Ebling. Jack's going to be doing a couple segments with us today from the road. He's at State College covering Michigan State after a week in Maui. We're gonna catch up with Jack in a few minutes here.
It's been a rough week and a half. Yeah, really.
He's getting around covering for the Red Cedar Message Board, Spartan Tailgate, Sport Magazine, also his show. So he's got a lot of different hats he's wearing. It's been a, like I said, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. We have a lot to be thankful for. Even as shallow as to say, thank God for sports this week, because it's been a wonderful week. I've been wrapping myself around it. I'm sure you have too, Dave.
It's been intriguing almost the whole week. There's been great football on for the last couple of days. And yesterday, you know what's interesting about Boise State? They might be a part of the two best games of this entire season. Because you talk with that game to kick it all off, Virginia Tech-Boise State, which I think a lot of people have forgotten about. But that was a high-quality football game, and it was fun to watch. And the Nevada game last night, because of the comeback that Nevada had and the missed field goals and everything that went into, that was almost as fun to watch. That might be my two favorite games in the entire year.
And we, too, need to not take for granted and probably notify us early to bed, early to rise, listeners of the Jack and Tom Show, that Boise State did lose last night.
They're gone.
As I watched that game, the only reason, guys, I would have watched that game was because I was watching a tape delay of the Williamston heartbreaker losing to Grand Rapids Catholic, which was ended at 10:45.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm watching over on the other TV, you know, Nevada's making a comeback here, so I ride that Rapids, and I'm going to bed at 5-2 last night.
And,
very unusual for me.
And very impressive by Nevada the way they did it, too, because for people that didn't watch the game, Nevada went down double digits a couple of times,
right,
and then came back, and then Boise State would come right back and punch him in the mouth and score
17-0 and then 24-7.
Yeah, and even when they made it 24-21 or 24-17 or whatever it was, Boise State came right back down and scored another touchdown right after that.
Right. That was an amazing game. It was amazing. The Auburn-Alabama game
also
earlier in the day,
game.
You know, 24-0. I don't know anybody in their right mind who would have figured the Tigers would have bounced back against their rival.
The first four possessions of that game, Alabama knew every assignment of every play that Auburn
ran. Oh, absolutely. But you know what? There was one part when they didn't get it to 28,
mm-hmm,
when they had to settle for that field goal late, there was something.
And
that,
the fumble. The fumble Ingram was huge, too.
Oh, absolutely. Those were killer.
But to be fair to Auburn, before that, it really shouldn't have been 21-0. Because the unsportsmanlike conduct play
that was ridiculous.
After he celebrated
the sack.
You can't
even be jubilant anymore.
You're talking about Alabama versus Auburn. Your team needs a big play because you're down 14-0. You get that big play and force a punt, and then you get a penalty for stomping twice
and
high-fiving?
He wasn't even the one play that I'm talking about that was a tackle for loss and ended up being a personal foul on sportsmanlike.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was – he didn't stomp his feet.
Yeah, he did two high steps. He did two high steps and then high-fived. I'm not saying it was a penalty.
Where's the code of ethics on that?
I have
that?
No idea.
That is subjective decision-making by some officials in my mind. It's just not right.
But might have sealed up the Heisman for Cam Newton having a comeback like engineering a comeback like
that. Yeah, that was a great win. Auburn, the Iron Bowl is one of my favorite games, one of those games I watched since I was a little kid. It was either on Saturday after Thanksgiving or Friday. It was parked at Friday this time, and they're moving LSU to in Arkansas, which had been on Friday, to today, among some tremendous college football games, two and near and dear to our heart here in the state of Michigan. Obviously, Michigan State's got a lot more on the line than Michigan does because the season's fallen short for the Wolverines once again. They're 18-point dogs to the Buckeyes down at the Horseshoe, whereas Michigan State, has a shot at a piece of a Big Ten title for the first time in 20 years.
If Michigan loses by 14 or less to Ohio State, is this a successful season?
Does Rich Rodriguez
I'm done asking about Rich. I think it's not a successful season.
You don't think it's a successful season? How could you even imagine it being a successful season when you look at that defense? It's horrendous.
Well, here's why I think it may be a successful season. Because that defense is so horrendous, Michigan is a program that's on the rebound. And when you're a program that's on the rebound, you have to win the games you can win and then stay in the games you can't win. And this year, Michigan has won 7 games that it should have won, and it's hung in there in games against teams like Iowa.
And I'm not trying to, you know, be the negative guy here. I'm my team. But I'm looking at the body of work. Where's the quality win? What? The quality win does not exist.
No, and I'm not saying that, but I'm saying in the state that Michigan is in right now, it's not about quality wins this season. It's about beating the teams you should beat. They had 7 teams on their schedule they should have beaten, and they beat all 7. And that means that you're moving in the right direction. Next year, do you need a quality win? Yes, you need 1 or 2 of them.
Well, you're looking at Michigan basically a generic looking program.
And why shouldn't we move at this point?
No, because it's Michigan.
But why shouldn't we at this point?
This is the winningest program in college football.
Yeah.
This is the epitome of 33 straight bowl games. The standards of going in the tank for 3 straight years and then going south.
Every team does it. You just aren't used to it because Michigan went so long without doing it. Look at Nebraska. Nebraska went through a decade of crappy
seasons. Texas did it in 1 year.
Exactly. So I don't see why Michigan can't have a couple down seasons as long as they're on their way back up now. Now, if they go 6-6 or 7-5 next year, then yes, I agree with you. Yep. All of a sudden, this program is not heading in the right direction. But for where they were last year and the year before, I think Michigan is headed in the right direction.
We shall see. 393-3700 is the number to call on the Jack and Tom Show. Dave Benton along with myself, Tom Crawford. Out to the phones we go. We're going to bring back Jack Ebling in a couple minutes here. Check in with him from State College to get his viewpoint on Spartan football today. Out to the phones we go. Hello, Freiburg.
Hey, Tom. How are you today, man?
Good. How are you doing? Obviously, being a local high school football fan, and as much as you are, you had to be disappointed with that Williamson loss last night.
Yeah, I actually went to that game.
You went to the game. Oh, my God. What was it like? Give us the whole blow-by-blow account of it. What was it like down at Ford Field?
Oh, it was nice, man. Nice crowd, man. Williamson really, really comes out and supports their team, man. Great community there for football. I'll tell you, I was very impressed by those small schools crowds.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Williamson High School, I think, hovers around 600 students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
But once again, those freestanding communities, I call them.
I was just about to say, the smaller the community, the closer knit they are.
When you're in that suburb, flush up against, you don't have that community identity, and Williamson embraced that. My God, I thought they had that game. I'm watching it on delay. You know, the game had already been over with, but I disciplined myself to make sure that nobody spilled the beans on me, and with that 23-13 lead, I thought they were in, and then
10 minutes to go.
Some big plays, a 4th and 14. It would have been taken knee time for Williamson if they made that stop.
Exactly, very disappointing loss, man. But I'll tell you what, Dylan Schultz and Dylan Monette, very, very quality players.
And Tyler Waters, this number 86. Yeah. I've been hearing about this kid. He plays both sides of the ball. And once again, there's a lot of guys that go both ways. I understand that. Even the big schools have kids that go both ways. Those are some 3 outstanding athletes, some really good, some great coaches, you know, Steve Kirsten and the head coach and Jeff Lynch, who's coached for so many years, the AD out there, Williamson over the years as well. I mean, feel so bad for those guys because they had that thing, and you could see that those kids were feeling it. They were feeling it, and then all of a sudden, boom, it just goes away on you.
Yeah, a lot of agony there in Williamson today. Hey, one thing I want to comment on, that Ithaca quarterback, that guy is
Alec Niznak.
Deal.
Yeah, is that one of our areas? Ithaca's really not. That's more Warner. Closer to Mount Pleasant.
Station reaches Ithaca, though.
I understand that, but I'm not calling that a community state title that we've been missing out here since Grand Ledge in 2000. Williamson obviously would have counted, but this Niznak, I mean, he ran for 5 touchdowns. He's got
130 yards rushing, I think, over 200 passing, and ran for 5 touchdowns. That kid is, I'll tell you what, if he's not the best quarterback in the state, I'd like to see who is, because I would put him up there with anybody, man, after watching that performance.
And I was
unbelievable.
Yeah, and I was they got a great stadium. I've driven by that stadium on a Friday night, and it's kind of built into the. It's right there on 27.
It's kind of cool looking coming in there.
You can see it right off the highway.
That in ground stadium that the Yellow Jackets have, and that was a great win for them. So we hats out to Ithaca.
Yeah, that Williamson game, man, very, very disappointing at the end, man.
Well, listen,
I saw Tony C down there, man.
Did you?
From your station, I did.
Yeah, well, listen, Johnny, have a great day. Enjoy all the college football games today. I'm sure you're going to cheer the Wolverines on at 12 o'clock on your other TV monitor.
That's hard to hear, but yes, I will.
Okay.
Take care, Tom.
Okay, Johnny. 393-3700 is the number to call. Dave, we're going to bring Jack Evelyn back in here. We're going to bring him in for the first time, actually, today. We're also going to have him on at 8:50. We're going to have John Johnson, Director of Communications, Michigan High School Athletic Association, to kind of break down what transpired yesterday and what's going to happen today. He's a busy lad.
Yeah, no
Eight
kidding.
Games.
I'm surprised he has time for us, to be honest.
Yep. He's a great guy. So stay with us. 393-3700 is the number to call on the Jack and Tom Show at 1320 WILS.